This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15-minute bake-off, Queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bit like that.
Pie.
Not just pie. Pies. Plural. Pies with an S. We're going to talk about two of them with Evan Kleiman, the queen of all pies. Also, she's host of KCRW's Good Food. Hi.
Hi.
All right. Very excited. We're going to talk sweet and savory, beginning with savory. And you have brought us a savory pie recipe that calls for Swiss chard. Tell us more.
So I chose to feature this Swiss chard pie that is actually baked in a slab. So it's perfect if you're going to have a lot of company. If the recipe is too big for you, you're not having company, just go ahead and make the same amount and then use the extra dough and the extra filling to make ham pies that you throw in the freezer.
Oh, can you make the whole thing and like cut half of it and make it, put that in the freezer, or do they have to be little?
No, I guess you can. I'm just not a big person who freezes stuff that's already finished, but yeah. I know a lot of people do that. So I will say yes.
Okay. Tell us what goes into the Swiss chard pie.
So the chard cooks along with some onion, garlic, spices, and a little bit of white wine. And then you add some sour cream for richness and to kind of temper the bitterness of the green. You could add feta if you wanted something a bit more assertive. And then you cook the stems first, since they take a bit longer. And then you add the leaves along with their moisture from being washed to cook down.
Sounds good. Why Swiss chard over, say, kale or spinach or any other green?
I actually think Swiss chard is one of the mildest of all of the dark leafy greens. And then for me, it's also heavily about the stems. I will often cook the stems separately in a different way than the leaves, just to have a two for one.
But in this recipe, you're putting it all together and then you're binding it with some kind of dairy.
Yeah, you're binding it with a little dairy. It's still pretty loose. It doesn't have any flour in it, no egg. So what holds it together is the crust. And the crust is kind of awesome because it has black pepper in it.
Mm.
Just that little touch makes it something just a bit special and different.
If you had to, could you use the same crust for your sweet and your savory pie?
You know what? We love spice. So, sure, why not?
I mean, I was thinking the other way around. Like, you could have a sweet crust with your savory filling.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you and I have both declared to one another our slavish adoration of crust.
I know. If I could just eat the crust, I would be a happy person.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who would be happy just having a huge hunk of crust and dipping it into the filling.
Yeah.
But yeah, even with greens like this, you could even use a dough recipe that was a tad sweet, because that will just be beautiful with the greens.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. Like the bitter greens, the sweet crust.
Mm. You're such a creative.
Can you do the crust in advance?
And then you should do the crust in advance. And you should do the filling in advance, because the last thing you want to do is take a hot filling and throw it on, you know, your very cold pastry dough and ruin it. And then the day you're going to eat it, you know, then you can roll out the dough, fill it, bake it.
So that's all you do. You call this a slab pie. You just roll it into a slab.
Instead of using a pie pan, you just shape it on a sheet pan, a little sheet pan.
And then that's dinner. Or that's, do you dinner. Have that as a side?
No, no, no. That's dinner. I would serve it with a salad made of a tender lettuce, maybe like butter lettuce, but with a very sharp kind of vinaigrette, like maybe with a mustard shallot garlic vinaigrette, or maybe an anchovy garlic red wine vinaigrette.
Mm, that all sounds delicious. All right, moving on to dessert. You have brought us a rhubarb raspberry pie. Tell us more.
I am not a huge fan of the texture of strawberries once they've cooked inside of a pie. But I love the way that they make the rhubarb filling redder. But raspberries do that even more. Raspberries tint the red of the rhubarb so much redder. And the thing about rhubarb that I love is it cooks relatively quickly, which is good. And it's really easy. You just cut the rhubarb across into like 1-inch pieces. I usually start with about 3/4 cup of sugar for about 3 to 4 cups of sliced rhubarb. And if it still tastes a little too tart, I'll add like another 1/4 cup of sugar. And I mix that up really well before I add the raspberries because you don't want to crush them completely. And then you just add a little bit of starch. I prefer cornstarch for this one, but you could use flour. Throw it in the dough and top it with a lattice or a full top crust or even a crumble topping and bake.
Mm. And it doesn't get too syrupy?
As the sugar and the juices of the pie ingredients heat up, the sugar completely melts. It turns to a liquid and then it binds with whatever the starch that you've put in there. And the secret is not to eat a pie straight out of the oven. You need to let it cool down so that whatever starch you've used can gel. And that takes a little bit, maybe an hour or so.
Okay, so patience, patience, patience. It's hard to have patience when all that deliciousness is in front of you.
Yes, because every bit of runny filling that's on the plate is a lost opportunity for your mouth.
Words to live by. Okay, what's on Good Food this week?
On Good Food, we have a wonderful segment with the gentleman who performs in drag as Bertha the Pie Queen. She is quite wonderful. And then I talked to the women behind the coffee shop's Sip and Sonder. And then we learn about dry aging fish with the owner of a fish place in the valley called The Joint, the only fishmonger in town who dry ages fish.
Evan Kleinman, host of KSLB's Good Food. You can listen Saturday mornings at 10 or wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
All right, this is the end of our meal, and it has been a full meal on Press Play today. We've talked about interest rates and what that means for the economy and for you. We've talked about sports with the fantastic Sklar brothers. We talked about a really interesting book called The Black Guy Dies First about black characters in horror movies and what that says about our culture. And we had dessert with Evan Kleinman and talking about pies. This is a full service radio station you have on your hands here. People come here for the news, the culture, and also, of course, the music, which is unparalleled. So that deserves your support, right? KSRW.com/give. This is day one of our spring pledge drive, and this is how it works. We come to you a couple times during the year, and we ask you to support us. That's how it works. It's very simple. We can't do it without you. And today is a very special day because we get even more if you donate today. So no matter how much you donate, each donation will unlock a $100 bonus. So let's say you give $80, we'll get $180. And that's thanks to our board member, Silas Meyer. So don't wait for our $100 extra. KSRW.com/give. Lots of people have donated already. I want to thank someone named Brandon Stewart who says, saludos from Coventry, UK. He's calling from the UK. Even though we're separated by 8 hours, I still get my daily music and Press Play fix from KSRW. So if he can do it from England, you can do it from anywhere. KSRW.com/give. I'm Madeline Brand. Thank you so, so much. I'll see you tomorrow.